Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I think Tim and Billings stayed with us on the phone lines. I'm still seeing the call on the line, so hopefully he's still there. Tim, are you there? Hopefully so.
Good morning, Aaron. You couldn't get rid of me that easily.
Yeah, good. Well, great to hear from you. I know you've been a little busier at work, so you haven't been able to call in as much. So it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, a little bit of change of pace for me, which is good, change is good and growth is even better. But I wanted to talk about these renegade Republican rhinos. There's another R word that some people might use to call what they're doing, describe the actions that they're taking in the Senate. And I hope they're listening. I'd like for them to look up the meaning of servant leadership. Because that's what I would hope that all of our politicians strive for, and I know that very few do, but I just hope that they would understand that they're not only, you know, getting the ire of the people, the other Republicans in their caucus and in the Senate. They're going to draw the ire of the entire state, and they're making absolute jackwagons of themselves with their actions, and they're completely blowing a golden opportunity to progress the ideals that the voters of Montana have been striving to get, and we have this golden opportunity, and they're wasting it away for their own personal arrogance and egos and whatever, however else you want to describe it. And honestly, I hope they're listening. What a disappointment. You should hang your heads in shame and put your nose to the grindstone and get to work to put the policies, the laws, and the work that needs to be done that Montanans have voted for, and they put you in office to get these things enacted, not to make a showboat of yourself and to make a name for yourself.
Yeah, I think it's just absurd. Look, okay, I get it. Some of these members, and I like a lot of these folks. I know some of these folks. So what Tim's referring to is these nine Republicans that are basically voting with the Democrats on key rules, and just holding up, gumming up the process. And look, I get it. You wanted somebody else to be elected the state Senate president or the Senate majority leader in your caucus. Well, you had your caucus elections, and the vote was cast, and you didn't get who you wanted. Get over it and move on. I want a committee assignment. Well, Lottie freaking Dodd, do you think 2 years from now anybody's going to remember whether you were on this committee or that committee, whether you passed this bill or that bill? The fact is every bill that gets through the legislature, every single one of you gets the credit for it if you vote for it. Nobody cares who the sponsor was or what, all that inside baseball garbage. They care about whether you got the job done or not. And they're not getting the job done by partnering with the Democrats. And the Democrats are laughing at them, by the way. The Democrats are laughing at the nine Republicans that are voting with them because the Democrats are playing them.
Absolutely.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman.
Hold that thought. We didn't have bumper music.
Sunny skies across the area for today with some increasing clouds late in the day in the Bozeman area. High temperature readings from 27 in Bozeman to about 9 above in Billings. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, some snow showers possible in Bozeman. Lows from 17 in Bozeman to about -3 in Billings. Snow showers Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
It's February 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today's International Tug of War Day, dropped from the Olympic Games in 1920. Tug of War still remains a worldwide sport, and many nations have their own governing bodies. On this day in 2019, Bernie Sanders announces he is running for president for a second time. Also on this day in 2019, New York City bans hair discrimination to limit racial stereotyping. The U.S. 5th Fleet launches the invasion of Iwo Jima against the Japanese with 30,000 U.S. Marines toward the end of World War II in 1945. In 1878, Thomas Edison granted a patent for his gramophone or phonograph, which was an early sound reproducing machine. Born on this day in Paddington, England in 1963, singer-songwriter Seal. Kiss Morose, his biggest hit released in 1994. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
So it's crazy. My wife and I stopped in at one of the big grocery stores over the weekend, and we thought, now let's pick up some eggs and a few other things, too. They had no eggs at the big grocery store. No eggs. Can you believe it? Well, if you've been following the news, yeah, you can believe it. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal breaks it down on why you're seeing high-priced eggs or no eggs at all. That full story, MontanaTalks.com. Plus, they now have an ice tip line. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Dad. It looks like Tim in Billings is able to stick with us there. Yeah, man, I didn't have the normal bumper music, so I was having such a fun chat here with Tim in Billings, got cut off by the break. See, even I get cut off. Just the other day I had Harry and Laurel. Oh, why did you cut him off? It was a hard break, Harry, for goodness sake. That guy just complains about everything. That's why he goes in the junk folder. It's like, geez, Harry. It's like, yeah, we could go on for another 30 minutes with that one guy, and then we wouldn't get to the other three people waiting on the phone lines. But thankfully right now, Tim and Billings, you're the only guy on the phone lines right now. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's just my take on these nine Republicans that are still undermining their Senate leadership. And I wouldn't describe all of them as rhinos. Some of them have good conservative voting records, right, and good people that are on that list, too. But I just think sometimes it's like what you said about servant-based leadership. We all fall victim to it where it's like, well, you know, somebody else is in charge, and you may not like it, but you got to figure out how to roll with it, because what they're effectively doing now is allowing the Democrats to be in charge. And I partly wonder, is this just a play where they feel like they need to get Medicaid expansion reauthorized, and then once they get that, then the shenanigans will stop? But I don't know. Once you start, you know, burning down bridges, it's a little hard to rebuild them again.
Absolutely. They're completely dissolving any trust they have with the voters in their districts. They're not only just taking their ball and going home, they're burning the gymnasium down so that nobody can play, and they're showing us. And as for calling them rhinos, I mean, honestly, what have you done for me lately? You may have been great in the past, but if what you're doing in the legislature today and tomorrow and in this session does not progress the ideas that the people who voted for you align with, then wear the hat, because that's what you've become. Whether they don't like being called that and they may have had a better record before, what have you done for me lately? Because if you're not doing what you ran on and what the people voted for you for, you're not what you claim to be.
Well, yeah, you can have a conservative voting record, but still have the worst tactics and strategy imaginable. I mean, we saw that, from my opinion, we saw that in the U.S. House of Representatives here, in the last session, where you even had, you know, some of the most solid conservative voting record members of the House. But again, they didn't have the best tactics or the best strategy, and instead, like, they ruined a massive opportunity with Republican control of the House for those 2 years. Now, thankfully, now the Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the White House, and with Donald J. Trump, stuff's starting to happen. It's starting to happen very quickly. But again, just by eight or nine people saying, well, we don't like the leadership or whatever the other play is here. You're not just, I think, making yourselves look bad. And again, this, Tim, this is me saying, you know, to friends of ours that are there saying, help me help you. Help me. I mean, this is like a Jerry Maguire moment. Remember that movie, Tim? You know, help me help you. Show me the money. You know, I love black people. You know, Jerry Maguire yelling into the phone line at Cuba Gooding Jr. Right? Help me help you. Like, you're not helping yourselves right now. And if there's a bill that you want to get across the finish line, well, then you've got the votes. You can go vote. You're going to vote with the Democrats to get that one or two bills across the finish line. But by continuing this fractured, you know, infighting, throwing grenades inside the tent, you risk the entire red state majority that Republicans spent decades building. And Donald Trump is the biggest reason why we now see Montana as a solid red state majority. And they're risking that. They're risking giving a lifeline to the Democrat Party, the tampon Tim Walz party that's bringing Tim Walz to their dinner. Like, you guys are risking, you know, giving them an end. Why would you even let them inside the gates right now?
Absolutely. Why? Never let your opponent. How do they say that? Never step in and help your opponent while they're flailing and failing with their own actions. You know,
if your enemy is drowning,
I don't recall exactly what to
do. If your enemy is drowning, don't hand them a rope. Yeah, yeah. And the Democrats are drowning right now, and you've got nine Republicans that are handing them a rope. You know?
Yeah, exactly right. They're handing them a rope, which is attached to an anchor, which is going to pull them down with them.
Now,
if they plan on running again, they're probably going to get primaried, and I would venture to say they'll be out because the Montana has become only more conservative, and this is, unfortunately, a litmus test for them. And if they want to go down with that sinking ship of Democrats, have at it. But
I would also add this, Tim, since we're short on time, about a minute before the next break, I would also add this, that part of, I think the root of the problem here goes back to the primary season 1 year ago, and you had some charlatans out there, well, we're more conservative than the governor, oh, we're more conservative than this guy or that guy, and they wasted all this time with party infighting, holier than thou, pretend to be more conservative virtue signaling that divided the party and wasted resources. Now, it all still worked out as far as the elections go, but you can see what it's done to divide the Senate caucus in particular. But then also, what else did that do? You wasted time and resources. All these people crisscrossing the state, pretending to be more conservative than everybody else. They could have been, you know, getting Supreme Court justices elected to the Montana Supreme Court, taking back school boards, taking back city councils. But no, we want to make ourselves look good by conservative virtue signaling, by pretending to be the most holier-than-thou conservatives out there when you've got probably the most conservative governor we've ever seen in our lifetimes right now in Helena. Tim, that was fun. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for freeing up some time for us this morning.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The job of the Federal Reserve, it was famously said 70 years ago, is to remove the punch bowl from the party just as things are starting to heat up. We know that it bungled that job in 2021 when it kept interest rates super low for too long, letting the inflation monster loose. More than 3 years later, the dragon is subdued but still not tamed, and the pressure to reopen the bar, so to speak, is intense. That pressure was evident late last year when the Fed started speaking out of both sides of its mouth, cutting interest rates and voicing concern over inflation at the same time. The partiers paid little attention to their rhetoric, but the economy certainly noticed the action, and inflation has perked up again. Last month, the consumer price index jumped by 0.5%, led by increases in food, energy, and shelter. Can the central bank find the courage to take the punch bowl away again? With new inflationary pressure expected to come from tariffs, not to mention the less than subtle desires of the new administration to push borrowing costs down, the test of its resolve has arrived. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Politico has a piece questioning whether Marco Rubio is Secretary of State in name only, pointing out that many of the positions he's having to defend, taken by President Trump, especially toward Europe, are the opposite of what Senator Rubio has said in the past. But when you take a cabinet position, it's understood you defend the president's policies, regardless of what you thought before, because that's the job. Otherwise, don't take it or quit. Same question comes up with RFK Jr., who in public comments after becoming HHS secretary, said workers there should let go of preconceived notions, start from square one. Nothing is off the table. So the question there is, will this noted vaccine skeptic or anti-vaxxer persuade President Trump of anything, or will he have to get in line? With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Higher egg prices and lower supplies. No shock to consumers, but that was highlighted in the latest World Egg Supply and Demand Estimates report. World Egg Outlook Board Chair Mark Chekanowski.
The daily New York shell egg price, which is an official USDA egg price collected in New York, recently passed $8 per dozen, highest on record. Basically, what's driving these recent spikes in egg prices is that we've lost a lot of birds last year at HPAI, and those losses continue this year, down about nearly 20 million birds in January alone of this year. So when you remove that many birds from a flock of just over 300 million birds, that tightens up supplies and prices respond accordingly.
Now, staying on the bird flu topic, it was announced that the Trump administration is preparing to make a move away from depopulating entire flocks infected with bird flu. The focus will now be on biosecurity and medication to contain these outbreaks. The Trump administration's USDA has granted Zoetis conditional approval for its bird flu vaccine in poultry, citing safety and expected efficacy. Conditional licenses are issued during times of emergencies or for special circumstances. USDA is also rebuilding a stockpile of bird flu vaccines, while Moderna is developing a human vaccine with government funding. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, hearing Lane Nordlund's Farm and Ranch report there, that reminded me I now have some highlights from the Glendive AgriTrade Expo, the Glendive Gate Show. We've got the photographs. If you guys missed it, we caught up with our friend Tim from Savage. He's now lost 90 pounds. Using the remote option for Billings' last diet. He checks in from the Montana-North Dakota border, and he's now down 90 pounds. He sidekicked with us on Friday, if you missed it, and our producer, Caden, snagged a great photo of the two of us, so you can just see how slim and trim Tim in Savage is right now. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, speaking of farm and ranch news, I shared some highlights of our conversation with Gabby Sexton. She is the MSU Extension agent for Dawson County. And let's see, we talked, you know, in particular, hey, tell us what's going on in farm and ranch country, you know, especially since we lost the sugar beet factory in Sydney, you know, the continued impacts of that. So the first thing she mentioned was soybeans. They definitely saw an uptick in soybeans out there in the Glendive area as a result. So that's just one of the things that the area farmers have been pivoting to. Full highlight. This was kind of cool, too. You guys know me. I'm not going to go buy one of those electric vehicles. My neighbor's got a Tesla. It's cool, and it works great for him, right? And I know there's one of our radio guys in Bozeman's got the Ford something-something EV. He said it works for him, you know, but he's just cruising around town and everything like that. And even in the cold weather, he said it holds up well, right? You know, but for me, I want to go to Glendive. You know I want to go to the Flathead. And oftentimes I want to pull my camper. So no EV for me. However, this electric riding lawnmower. They had a great crew at the Gate Show in Glendive from C&B. C&B, you know, farm equipment, et cetera. So they've got, you know, C&B all across eastern Montana now. Our friends that used to own farm equipment sales, they got purchased by C&B. Anyway, C&B had an EV you had to see. It's an electric riding lawnmower. I've actually got a friend in Billings. He has an automatic lawnmower. It's like this tiny little lawnmower thing. It looks like a Roomba, but it's like a Roomba for your grass. It's a Roomba for your yard. Which I need to get one of those because that would just be really cool. Although then that would take away all the fun of me having to yell down to the kids, hey, get out there and mow the lawn. You know, if you just had a little robot thing to do it. But it looks pretty cool, and especially if you don't have the biggest yard, if you're stuck living in town anyway, why not have an automatic lawnmower thing? I wonder if you can buy those in town anywhere in Montana or if you got to buy them online. I don't like doing the online buying, A, because I want to support Montana businesses, unless it's, you know, a Montana business you can buy online from. But then you just never know what you're going to get, right? But in Glendive, they had this electric riding lawnmower. And, man, riding lawnmowers, I've always thought those were the coolest things ever. My grandpa had one right, you know, they lived about what would be like a two-block walk from Flathead Lake. You know, back when everyday people could afford to live close to Flathead Lake, they lived there. And he had a riding lawnmower. Man, we just loved sitting on that thing, even when it wasn't running. But this riding lawnmower is so quiet, all you hear are the blades spinning. And I think he told me, if I remember right, you can mow your whole lawn 2 acres in a single charge. So anyway, that sounds kind of cool. I mean, I wonder how long that battery will last and everything like that. But anyway, that was at least kind of cool. So you can see those highlights and more, MontanaTalks.com. I finally went and I checked out the transcript. Earlier this morning, I listened to the Elon Musk, Donald Trump interview from last night. And man, that was great. Sean Hannity had a great interview with Elon Musk and Donald J. Trump, the president, of course. And what stood out to me was this conversation about care and competence. Care and competence. Listen to what President Trump had to say first.
When you look at what this man has done, I mean, it was something. I knew him a little bit through the White House. Originally, I'd see him around a little bit. I didn't know him before that. Mm. And I respected what he did. And he fought hard. You know, he was maybe questioned for a while. He was having some difficulties. It was not easy doing what he did. I mean, how many people have started a car company and made it really successful and made a better car where it's, you know, beating these big companies that that's all they do is cars? I mean, it's really amazing the things he's done, but I didn't know it as much then as now. I mean, the fruits have sort of taken hold. But I wanted great people, and he's a great person. He's an amazing person. He's also a caring person. You know, he uses the word care. So they sign a contract in a government agency, and it has 3 months, and the guy leaves that signed the contract, and nobody else is there, and they pay the contract for 10 years.
Yeah.
So the guy is getting checks for years and years and years, and he's telling his family, obviously, maybe it was crooked, maybe he paid to get the contract, or maybe he paid that they didn't terminate it. But, you know, we have contracts that go forever.
And nobody cared. They just kept paying it as our country dives deeper into debt. Here in just a second on the phone lines. He always has some great comments to add to the conversation. But let me play this because earlier I mentioned how in the 6 o'clock hour I was talking about how Elon Musk made an incredible point here. Very simple point, too. He was talking about care and competence. You know, the president says, look, if you just care about getting the right thing done, you can figure out how to get it done. You can find the people with the competence, right? And Elon Musk made a great point about how, you know, the Biden administration had neither. They didn't care, and they were incompetent.
Well, I guess at a high level, I think it's what the president mentioned earlier, which is that in order to save taxpayer money, it comes down to two things, competence and caring. So, and when the president was shown the outrageous bill for the new Air Force One, and then negotiated it down, if the president had not applied competence and caring, the price would have been 50% higher. Literally 50% higher. The president cared, the president was competent, the price was not 50% higher as a result. And so when you add more competence and caring, you get a better deal for the American people.
Yeah, and then either he or President Trump then followed up with by saying, yeah, and the Biden administration had neither. They didn't have the competence, obviously. Look at our southern border. Look at inflation. Look at everything else. And they didn't care because they just kept doubling down on their anti-American policies. Mike in Big Timber, great to hear from you. Yeah, what do you care? Competence? I think you probably agree.
Well, I have a question. And I heard on the news when he uncovered the fraud in Social Security that a recipient who was 350 years old or something like that?
Well, I think what that is, I think that's a paperwork thing that they do where, I forget the explanation for it. Either way, I think the time for explaining is far from over. People are just sick of the fraud, waste, and abuse. They know it's rampant in Social Security. So that's what Elon Musk is tackling. But I think it was a paperwork thing. It wasn't somebody getting in that instance, it may not have been somebody getting a fraudulent payment. It was just a way that the Social Security Administration made up for something missing in the paperwork or something like that. What a massive morass our federal government is, isn't it?
Well, they also mentioned the fact that there's Social Security numbers for 40 million people more than the population.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure that one out. and Social Security seemed, yeah. And the thing I was thinking about, well, if this person that's 350 years old is receiving a payment, he was born in 1675, 100 years before the country became a country, and 260 years before Social Security even existed. So I couldn't, I was just very confused about all this.
Yeah,
all I know
the 40 million, I mean, money, 20 million of those at least got to be illegal aliens scamming the system, right?
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Your utility bills can get steep each month, but there are small steps you can take to reduce them, like unplugging unused appliances, washing your clothes a different way, cooking with certain energy-saving appliances, or setting your thermostat to the right temperature. Another good measure is to try to make sure your heating and cooling systems aren't being overworked by changing your filters on a regular basis and keeping your home's vents clean. And when it's cold outside, it's important to insulate as much of your home as possible. Your attic, floors, and walls are great places to start. And also check that drafts around doors and windows are sealed. And try not to run your dishwasher until it's completely full, or wash your clothes in hot or warm water, which takes a lot of energy. Try to switch to cold water and let your clothes air dry naturally if you can. You don't have to invest in pricey new energy-efficient appliances just to cut down on energy costs, but when you're ready to upgrade, invest in energy-efficient options. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
You got me!
The galaxy's safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, shoot, I thought Mike in Big Timber was going to be sticking around there, but I'm not seeing his call on the phone lines anymore. I was going to go back to Mike there with a follow-up. Let's see, what were we yapping about here, just for a reminder. Let me see, Mike in Big Timber. Now I'm not even seeing his name on the list. Okay, all right, these are computer systems, I tell you what. He was talking about Social Security, DOGE, and just all of the waste, fraud, and abuse that we're finding in there. I mean, it's just crazy, the illegal aliens that are taking advantage of these benefits. And obviously, they're giving out money to people that shouldn't be getting this Social Security money, not just illegal aliens, but even other folks. And the fact that they wait until somebody is in the system until they're 115 years old to then automatically remove them, it just shows that they have, it's just what a massive, as I said before, what a massive morass of just waste, fraud, and abuse that our whole government is right now. Let's see. Here you go. This is President Trump and Elon Musk in that Sean Hannity interview last night, specifically talking about the waste, fraud, and abuse that Doge is uncovering.
So they sign a contract in a government agency, and it has 3 months, and the guy leaves that signed the contract, and nobody else is there, and they pay the contract for 10 years.
Yeah.
So the guy is getting checks for years and years and years, and he's telling his family, obviously, maybe it was crooked, maybe he paid to get the contract, and maybe he paid that they didn't terminate it. But, you know, we have contracts that go forever, and they've been going for years. And they're supposed to end in 3 months or 5 months or 2 years or something, and they go forever. So the guy is either crooked, you know, where he knew this was going to happen, or he's crooked because he's getting payments that he knows he shouldn't be getting. But they're finding things like that. They're finding things far worse than that. And they're finding billions, and it will be hundreds of billions of dollars worth of fraud. I say waste and abuse, but fraud, waste, and abuse. And he's doing an amazing job. And he attracts a young, very smart type of person. I call them high IQ individuals, and they are. They're very high IQ and high IQ. And when they go in to see the people and talk to these people, you know, the people think they're going to pull it over. They don't. These guys are smart, and they love the country. You know, there's a certain something. But he uses the word care. So people have to.
All right. Anyway, yeah, that was a little bit more from that clip that I played earlier. There was another funny line where President Trump was talking about Elon Musk, his team at Doge. They're all these really young, smart, techie types. And he said, they dress even worse than he does. But that's okay because they're getting the job done for the country. I had to laugh at that. Well, you know, it's great. We've got Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet back in the house with us here on Montana Talks. And, you know, he's kind of like the young techie guy for Dr. Dale Williams at Billings Last Diet. You got a podcast up and running now. But you still dress nice. You're not dressed up like those Doge kids out there. So good to see you.
Well, I appreciate it. I got to keep up. Keep up the good reputation, right? Got to wear the tie, got to handle that. But no, I wouldn't know about techie. If you know anything about me, technology is not my forte.
But you can find the person who knows how to get a good podcast.
That's right. Yeah, we got to get things moving, things into the this decade, right?
That is a great podcast, by the way. I did a story about Tim and Savage losing 90 pounds now, thanks to Billings Last Diet, and we've got a photo on our Montana Talks website right now. I included one of your YouTube podcasts, and it's a great studio. It's a great setup. I don't know why a digital-first company like ours doesn't have something going, but Billings Last Diet's got it going, that's for sure.
We definitely, Elon attracts the young and tech-savvy people. We're trying to attract those people who want to make us look good because we help them look good. So,
you know, it's crazy talking about young people and things like that. I think our listener base has totally changed the demographics at Billings Last Diet. I mean, we've got young people that listen to talk radio, too. I'm always amazed at all the young people, especially the young families that I run into that listen. But it used to be that a diet program like Billings Last Diet and these Ideal Protein programs, they appealed to the spring breakers, the younger people that are like, you know what, we're going to spring break in about 3 weeks. We wish we were on spring break right now with the 21 below zero air temperatures this morning that you and I saw. But now it's totally changed. And I think it's because people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and even higher are saying, wait a minute, they understand the importance of diet to health.
Well, and one important factor on that is the health portion of that. It used to be, you know, you get these fad diets in your 20s and 30s, maybe into your 40s, and everybody tries to lose weight quick to look fantastic for that spring break. We're really focused on that long-term health, and I think there's been a generational shift, as you mentioned, of people more focused on not just how they look, but how they actually feel and function. And once you start losing 10, 15, 20 pounds, you feel okay. But you start losing 30, 40, 50 pounds, and you have a seismic change of your life. Not just, you know, your clothes and that sort of thing, but health overall. Inflammation goes down. You stop taking some of those medications that you, quote-unquote, had to be on for the rest of your life. because you're actually taking care of your health. And you mentioned spring break. Right now, it's really easy to hide yourself under a nice warm coat and walk around and feel like you're doing okay and everything's fine. But that's right around the corner. And if you really want to make changes through this year, this is the time to start now. You've got 3, 4, 5 weeks before we start getting real warm temperatures and start taking those coats off, and you're going to say, man, my goal in January was to lose 30 pounds this year. That means I could lose 2.5 pounds per month. Well, two of those months are already gone. Now you're losing 3 pounds per month. And if you wait more, you're going to have to lose 4 or 5 pounds per month to make that goal. So start now, act, and really make those changes so that you can reach your New Year's goals and actually make that change.
Well, and in 4 weeks, it's amazing what you could do in 4 weeks. I don't know when all the various school districts have their spring break or if people are planning a spring break trip or whatever, but in all reality, I mean, you could lose anywhere from 10 pounds if you don't have a lot of weight to lose, if you've got more of that stubborn fat that's still left. Or, I mean, I think Tim and Savage, he was losing 30 to 40 pounds a month. So you could potentially lose that much fat. Anybody can drop weight and drop numbers by dehydrating yourself, and then you feel miserable, and then you get unhealthy. Or you can get rid of muscle, but you don't want to do that. That's not healthy. And then you just put on fat faster after you're done doing your diet. This is a program that maintains the muscle mass and burns the fat. And you could literally lose 30 to 40 pounds potentially in a month.
Well, it's just not losing that in a month, because what happens, you can lose weight with almost any diet. And that's a fact. The reality is our program's set up so that you can lose the weight and then educate yourself along the way so you can maintain that throughout your life. And like you said, I need to look up that picture with Tim from Savage, because I was listening to this morning. He lost 90 pounds. That's fantastic. Congratulations if you're listening. Tim from Savage. I have to be clear from Savage, because I believe last time I was on, Tim from Billings had mentioned he had lost amount of weight as well. And so we got a lot of Tims that listen to the radio.
We got a lot of Tims. That's right.
So, speaking of which, message Aaron right now if you're listening and you're on the diet or you have done the program in the past, and let us know kind of your success story as well. I'd love to hear it while we're here. But the main focus, again, is that long-term health. If you're not, if you're losing weight just because you want to feel better in a bathing suit, that's okay. But really, we want the people who are focused on their health, who really want to make those changes and get back to, I'm looking at the picture from
Tim. He's got the Bruce Willis hairdo going. I told him, I said, you look like Bruce Willis in Die Hard. You're so slim and trim and fit to fight now.
Back to your fighting weight. And that's the reality is your body has a weight, you know, and it's going to be different for everybody, different type. But there's a where you should be at. And most people know when they're not at that weight, even if it's 10 or 15 pounds above that. You hit that goal or that healthy weight for you, and I promise your life will change, and not just in small ways.
So you've got the remote option. That's what Tim's using on the Montana-North Dakota border. So if you're in Butte, if you're in Kalispell, the program will work for you. If you're in Billings, even better, because you can go into Billings Last Diet in person and everything like that. When's your next free seminar so people can just find out more? They don't have to commit to anything. They can just go learn about it and everything.
So today, actually, at noon, we have two seminars. I'll be teaching one in the Heights office, which check out our website. We can go up there. We just opened a new facility there. So come join us at the Heights or in our West End office. We're doing one at noon as well with Dr. Williams. So two free options for you today. And then every Wednesday, we do teach that class as well. So check out our website. You can sign up there or give us a call at 294-6751, BillingsLastDiet.com. We also have a lot of information on social media and our YouTube channel as well with those podcasts.
Yeah. What have been some of your latest podcast episodes that you've had the most fun with?
So the most fun, when I get Dr. Williams talking about GLP-1s and talking about emotional eating, it's tough to slow him down. And so it's just fun to pick his brain. Billings Last Diet, we've been around 15 years now, and he has a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge.
He's seen it all, read it all, heard it all.
Getting him talking is great. So.
It is fun. You know, I've been talking about this program now for going on 8 years, and I've never gotten tired of talking about it. In fact, I'll be out on the town and just randomly start talking to people. Oh, man, have you tried this? Have you done this? Have you done that? You know, and so anyway, great to see you. BillingsLastDiet.com. Dr. Jordan, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks, Aaron.
Phone lines are open for you right after this, 406-294-0970.
The next time you fly, upgrade your comfort to Emirates Premium Economy. Sink into soft leather seats with raised legrests and adjustable headrests. Elevate your dinner plans with delicious regional dining, all served with complimentary premium drinks. Enjoy endless entertainment with up to 6,500 channels, including live sports. There's no other premium economy like it. Fly Emirates. Fly better.
Fox News commentary.
Joe and Kamala told us the border could not be secured without that bipartisan border bill, but like magic, President Trump and Tom Holman have beaten the odds and done it anyway. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
As President Donald Trump begins his second term.
Promises made, promises kept. We're going to keep our promises.
Stick with the Fox News Rundown as history is made during his first 100 days. Whether it impacts your family, your wallet, or the world, our team of journalists will give you the sharp analysis and perspective you expect from Fox News. The Fox News Rundown, the first 100 days. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
After Joe and Kamala allowed 10 million plus illegals to invade our nation, they told us they couldn't stop the flow without that bipartisan border bill. Well, it's taken less than a month for President Trump and border czar Tom Holman to not only get border crossings way down, but get arrests, deportations, and removals way up. This proves that the Biden border invasion was, as many of us knew, a choice. Luckily, under new leadership, the situation is improving so rapidly, in fact, that a San Diego migrant shelter closed down due to lack of illegals. If a migrant shelter in San Diego, California, of all places, that close to the border, in a sanctuary state, can close its doors? Well, that's a testament to President Trump and Tom Holman. The gravy train on biscuit wheels has been stopped in its tracks, and it took not even a month. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Let's see, sunny skies across the area for today, with some increasing clouds late in the day in the Bozeman area. High temperature readings from 27 in Bozeman to about 9 above in Billings. For tonight, with partly to mostly cloudy skies, some snow showers possible in Bozeman. Lows from 17 in Bozeman to about minus 3 in Billings. Snow showers Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.
836 or visit yhic.com. Upgrade your home, upgrade your life with your home improvement company.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, if you call in right now, we should be able to sneak you on before we run out of time this hour of the show, 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of this show, we've got nothing on the schedule, which is good because that means we have time to take some phone calls all across Montana. Obviously, right now, we're broadcasting live, not only on the Montana Talks app across the state and nation, but over the air on the radio, 970 KBUL Billings, 1340 KPRK Livingston, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, and 1370 KXTL Butte all morning long. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our friends from the Flathead and Great Falls start carrying the show. And then, of course, the 9 o'clock hour, the rest of the state jumps in on the conversation. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we got a great guest, former FBI Hispanic gang expert Dan Bruner. If you listen at this time of day, every day, you've likely heard him a couple of times on the show, maybe two or three times on the show. But today, what's great about today is we're not only going to talk about these Trende Aragua arrests here in Montana and the threat of the drug cartels, the threat of Trende Aragua, not only in places like Bozeman, but on the Fort Peck Reservation as well. Today is, we're going to have him on for the full hour, for the 9 o'clock hour, so we can take your phone calls. If you've got a question or a comment for him, you can jump in on the conversation. Now, if you've got a 10-minute rant, okay, that's not going to be your day. It's going to be quick questions and comments because there's probably going to be a lot of people that want to jump in on the conversation with them. So there you go. All right, let's see some messages that came in here on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. I was talking earlier about the electric riding lawnmower that C&B had out there in Glendive at the Gate Show. Bruce, and then I was talking about how, my friend Jake in Billings, who's got one of those, robot lawnmowers that it's like the Roomba for your lawn, and it just cuts the grass, and it's got the flight path. It just cuts your lawn for you, just like that. Bruce and Ennis says this, I used to rent them to customers. What was it, $250 a month, something like that. I come once a week to do maintenance, 6 months, then I put it away for winter. He says, I had 10 customers in Ennis. I used Husqvarna remote mowers. Home Depot, Cabela's, and Amazon sell them. That's kind of cool. I'll have to go check that out. Let's see. Bruce and Ennis also said this when it comes to all of the Social Security fraud, waste, and abuse that's being uncovered right now by the DOGE team. Bruce says this, how hard would it be to put a dead person in the computer? The coroner's certificate of death goes to the city, county, and state. Shouldn't the federal government get it too? Then everybody can take them off the tax rolls, Medicare, Social Security, EBT, etc. Bruce, thanks for that message. A listener in Belgrade, this one came in earlier on this morning. Sorry, I'm just now getting to it. So in the 6 o'clock hour, I was talking about, look, we are running an annual deficit. President Trump, Charlie Kirk made this point on X. President Trump inherited $2 trillion in deficit spending from Joe Biden. $2 trillion in deficit spending. That means every year our federal government is spending $2 trillion more than they are bringing in. And DOGE, they're thinking they'll be able to cut $1 trillion of that. And Congress is going to have to figure out how to do the rest. So every time you see some sob story in the news media, well, this Forest Service person is losing their jobs, or this, whatever person is losing their jobs. Again, guys, we're $2 trillion in debt, in deficit. We're $36 trillion in debt. A listener in Belgrade says this, and I haven't verified this, so I'm just passing this along. These forestry technicians being laid off need to just find another summer job at a lawn care service. This is from the listener in Belgrade. These aren't rangers or anybody with E ratings being laid off. Forestry technicians are not certified and have no special training. Keep it up, DOGE.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The job of the Federal Reserve, it was famously said 70 years ago, is to remove the punch bowl from the party just as things are starting to heat up. We know that it bungled that job in 2021 when it kept interest rates super low for too long, letting the inflation monster loose. More than 3 years later, the dragon is subdued but still not tamed, and the pressure to reopen the bar, so to speak, is intense. That pressure was evident late last year when the Fed started speaking out of both sides of its mouth, cutting interest rates and voicing concern over inflation at the same time. The partiers paid little attention to their rhetoric, but the economy certainly noticed the action, and inflation has perked up again. Last month, the consumer price index jumped by 0.5%, led by increases in food, energy, and shelter. Can the central bank find the courage to take the punch bowl away again? With new inflationary pressure expected to come from tariffs, not to mention the less than subtle desires of the new administration to push borrowing costs down, the test of its resolve has arrived. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.